Thank you for meeting me here after class. Would you mind closing the door? Thank you. There was something odd that I saw in your homework, and I just wanted to take the time to talk to you about it. It's about that research paper that I had everyone turn in last week. You had already told me that you'd selected hypnosis as your topic. Well, see, the problem is, did you read through your paper entirely and proofread it? There seems to have been some mistake otherwise. Your other papers are usually so well organized, but this one, while the flow was good at the beginning, it just wasn't in the proper research format at all. I'd like to go over it with you. See, you started out strongly here in the beginning, where you explain how hypnosis is an altered state in which suggestions are more easily accepted as reality, but then your writing changes drastically after a few paragraphs. Like this. Read this with me. I must relax. I must be hypnotized. I want my mind to be played with. I love being mindless. It goes on like this for pages. What in the world happened? I was looking through your sources, and it looks like you reviewed a lot of hypnosis videos for your paper. I don't know if this is some kind of artistic meta joke, but I can't grade a paper like this. And you really can't expect me to believe that you were really hypnotized by your research, and that's why you wrote all this. How dumb do you think I am? I mean, look at this part. You say, whenever I hear the phrase teacher's pet, I will become obedient and mindless. What games are you playing? Did you turn this in expecting that I would buy your story of how you were too hypnotized to properly do your research paper? Wait, what's wrong with your eyes? Are you falling asleep? Why are your eyes glazing over? Are you on drugs? Are you narcoleptic? You were wide awake just a minute ago. It can't be. You're not hypnotized, are you? Well, if you're going to try to fool me into thinking you're hypnotized, I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. Stand up straight, my teacher's pet. It says right here in your paper that when I call you that, you feel an overwhelming wave of powerful, mind-numbing pleasure. Is that really so? Answer, yes, Miss Clearwater. And also, it says when you hear the phrase, teacher's pet, that you sink mindlessly deep into, as you put it, complete and total obedience, although you misspelled obedience. It's O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Walk over to the board. I'll write it at the top, and I want you to copy the word correctly. 10 times. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience. Copy it correctly. You know better than to turn in a paper with spelling errors. That's not suitable for a teacher's pet. Aww. You sort of smiled when I called you that. If this is all an act to get out of this paper, you're really putting on a good show, I'll admit. Because you kind of actually look like you're hypnotized. You look like you're even starting to drool a little bit. Now, come over here and sit on the edge of my desk. I want to go over what you wrote on your last page. You see, right here on this page, you clearly wrote, Miss Clearwater, please hypnotize me. I won't know that I'm being hypnotized, but do it anyways. Please trigger me. Please play with me. I'm desperate for you to helplessly hypnotize me into being your pet. I want to please you so badly. Trigger your little slut. Now, I must say, I was quite taken aback by this part of the paper. I'm afraid I'm going to have to punish you for using such language and being so forward, especially for going off topic. Stand up, expose your ass, turn around, and now bend over my desk. It's cute how you automatically start to move, like a little robot on a mission. And your eyes, that glazed look, is what truly sells it. You didn't even have the slight expression of shock or surprise by what I just asked you. You obeyed instantly. I'll be honest, I didn't expect that we'd take things in this direction, but I certainly don't mind now. Spread your legs a little bit more, feeling the cool air gently caressing you, making you tingle. You feel my hand gently and slowly tracing your curves, don't you? You feel so exposed, so vulnerable, but so deeply, deeply controlled right now. Every single touch is just filling you with overwhelming ecstasy. You feel yourself gently and eagerly bucking up against my hand, wanting me to feel more. Good pet. I remove my hand and I roll my chair back, just staring at you. I wonder how long you'd stand here. It's only another half hour to my next class, you know. Maybe you can stay here and be made an example of to all the other students. Teacher's pet. For that title, I think you're wearing far too much. Remove your uniform. As you so plainly wrote, you're my little slut. So you better look like one. Once you're done stripping, you are to come and bend over my knee. Aw, you're so eager while you strip. I bet you're desperate to be touched again. As you approach my knee, I hike up my skirt so that you will lay bare against my pantyhose. Your stomach feels the warmth from my legs radiating out like a powerful aphrodisiac. My covered breasts are just brushing up against your naked body as my hand starts to run up and down your ass. You've been a naughty pet, and you need to be punished. You need to be spanked. You feel my hand pulling back as the muscle in my arm tightens and comes slamming down on your butt. Spanked. Feeling it sting already. After every time I spank you, you need to say, "Thank you, Miss Clearwater. May I have another?" Spank. "Thank you, Miss Clearwater. May I have another?" Your cheek was still stinging from the first one. Who's my good teacher's pet? Spank. You are. You're my good teacher's pet. Spank. Thank you, Miss Clearwater. May I have another? This is all for your own good. You must behave correctly. You must not write such naughty things in your research papers. Spank. You even wrote about how you wanted to come while you sat on my lap. Spank. Thank you, Miss Clearwater. May I have another? Ooh, the stinging is really building up now. starting to burn. You feel your ass becoming red and hot as the blood rushes to it. You feel a sort of tingling sensation. Spank. You must not write such naughty and dirty things in your research papers. You're going to do even more hypnosis research and write another paper. Spank. Thank you, mistress. May I have another? And no, no, you may not have another. That's enough for you, pet. I think you've learned your lesson. Now I want you to sit up. Sit up straight on my lap, my pet. Aw, your ass still stings a little, doesn't it? Turn to face me a little bit. Now, look deep into my eyes, my pet. Look deep into my eyes. Pet. You are getting overwhelmingly horny and aroused, aren't you? You feel your arousal growing stronger the longer that you gaze into my eyes. You would do anything that I tell you to, wouldn't you? I guess your research really had a profound impact on you. My pet, start to touch yourself. Don't look away, though. Keep staring into my eyes as you fall deeper into trance. Begin to masturbate, my good teacher's pet. You feel so horny, so blank, as every bit of your mind is washed away by my powerful hypnotic stare. You feel like you're spiraling downwards. You feel your body becoming 10 times more sensitive to pleasure. That's a good pet. That's a good little slut. You feel my hand caressing your inner thigh as you masturbate. My touch sends ripples of pleasure throughout your entire body. My other hand glides down your spine, sending shivers out in all directions. You feel my breast brushing up against your side again. My touch is engulfing you in pleasure. That's a good teacher's pet. You look so deeply hypnotized as you mindlessly masturbate on my lap. If you were out of trance, I'm sure you'd be feeling embarrassed and a little shy. But right now, your emotions look like they're being drowned out by my stare. And that drowsy hypnotic trance look that you get every time I call you teacher's pet is really amusing to me. Grow hornier for me, my pet. Building up towards a wonderful, mind-blowing orgasm. Aww. You look like you're in complete ecstasy here on my lap. I want you to feel safe in my discipline, my good, slutty pet. You are going to rewrite your research paper after you do a bit more research, that is. I think you've earned an extension on your project. You're getting closer to that orgasm, aren't you? But if you want a passing grade, you better not come without my permission. Who's my good pet? Who wants to come on their teacher's lap? You are my good teacher's pet. My hypnotized little pet. Feel your arousal growing 10 times stronger. Feeling yourself about to explode into orgasm. Building up more and more. Aw, your body is starting to shake and tense. Oh, and there was this one last thing in your paper. It was rather charming that you thought this up. You wrote that whenever I say the phrase, aching pet. pet. You feel and believe as if you haven't come for a whole week. And every single time I say it afterwards, it only adds another week to your sense of longing. It's cute that you long to be my aching pet. Imagine how wonderful an orgasm would be if it has been weeks since you last came. My aching pet. How outrageously horny you would have become from weeks and weeks of not coming. My aching pet. Aww, you're trembling now. As you continue to mindlessly masturbate, feeling weeks of sexual pressure building up. Aww, how adorable, my aching pet. Time seems to be slipping by since you last had release, and your pleasure is just growing more intense, building up more and more. Your arousal feels like a wild animal needing to be set loose, straining against its cage. My aching pet. Masturbate even faster, even harder, if you want a passing grade, that is. Building up, so horny, so mindless. My dear aching pet. You are going to get to come when I count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, then you have permission to come. 10. You will be a good teacher's pet. 9. You will rewrite your research paper. 8. So you'll have to do more research. 7. You will have no misspellings. 6. You will stay after class every day until your grades are in order. 5. Good pet, building up to that orgasm even more. 4. Feeling my hands caressing your body. 3. You can barely contain all of this pleasure. 2. Every muscle is tensing and twitching, ready to just 1. Orgasm now. Orgasming hard, deeply releasing all of that built-up arousal, feeling your body convulse in wonderful, amazing pleasure as you come in my lap, overwhelmed in this erotic haze as you come and come again, feeling so amazing, feeling so happy and pleased to be a good teacher's pet. So happy to release all of that aching tension as you collapse into pleasure, into my arms, sinking all the way into unconsciousness, coming the last bits of your conscious mind out as you just collapse and sleep. Now, my pet, as you recover from that amazing pleasure, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you will find that you've already put your clothes back on, left my classroom, and went about the rest of your day. Remember, you need to do more research for when you rewrite your paper. And I will see you again after class tomorrow. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness, breathing in and feeling energy entering into your lungs. 2. Feeling your mind slowly rising back up, feeling so good, so deeply relaxed. 3. Slowly becoming aware of your surroundings, feeling so amazing, so good, feeling so proud. 4. Feeling the energy spreading to your arms and legs, throughout every inch of your body, as your mind returns to you, feeling so good. And now 5, wake up and open your eyes.